inside the Beltway each and every single show with Talk Radio News. Always a pleasure. I was talking to her last night and got some great response from the audience. Ellen Ratner joining us again. And Ellen, this time with what's interesting is what we've heard from the White House, and you could expound upon this, I'm sure, is now the White House is saying now means now. So there's no confusion. That's what Robert Gibbs said, now means now. So that pretty much is saying, Mubarak, you need to go, right?
Well, that's pretty much is what he's doing. And what's so amazing about this is now it's not just now means now, but now, look, there's Molotov cocktails. There's all kinds of things going on. And why is that going on? Probably because Mubarak is getting out his guys to make trouble. And he didn't initially. He kind of didn't know what was cooking. He was, you know, these dictators, they it's so unexpected that it was pretty amazing. And all of a sudden now he's gotten his, you know, mojo back, and he's figuring, uh-oh, I better do something about it, and he's causing all kinds of problems. Now, it's really interesting. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I have a cousin that was a Mideast peace negotiator for the State Department for 25 years. He's very well known. His name's why am I blocking on his first name? But any,
I love that.
Aaron David Miller is his name.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he wrote a book called The Much Too Promised Land about all the negotiations and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And he gave a briefing today to reporters, of which a phone briefing, which I actually attended. And he said that it was really interesting that essentially the United States was not an honest broker. We had essentially supported these, we'd made deals that we're going to support you bad guys if you support us, and we're really not going to look too closely as to what you do in your own country. And that in essentially the chickens, he didn't say it in these words exactly, but the chickens had come home to roost. He also said that it looks like so far none of the anger and rage has either been in Israel or the United States, and that's the good news in this. But he also said that the Mideast peace process had gone to complete standstill before Egypt, before this happened.
Wow.
And then look what happened.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. The other sidebar to this, by the way, too, that's that book I've read, Much Too Promised Land. I know I've got it somewhere in my library of books that I've dragged around the country, so I'm going to dig that up now that you said that. But something else, Ellen, that broke on the Hill, I was reading earlier in the day, that some of the White House reporters are complaining because they feel like they're left in the dark during this whole Egyptian crisis thing.
Well, what you essentially got was the rage that most of us felt yesterday afternoon. I got to the White House at 10:30 in the morning, did my stations, stayed going to stay there for the 12:30 briefing. So then the briefing went on to then they send a message around 2 o'clock saying the 12:30 briefing is now going to be at 2:30. Okay, fine, 2:30. Nothing gets heard. And then around 6 o'clock, they say, well, the president's going to make a statement for the pool, and there's not going to be a briefing. I mean, you know, I hate to say it. Everybody who's ever seen me on TV or whatever knows that I'm a liberal Democrat, even though I try and do a fair news report. But we never got this from the Bushies. They were on time, and they provided access. And I just am quite shocked, actually.
Yeah. Well, that'll be good fodder for the show later for some of the people that are calling, for sure.
How about, I'm sure they'll be, yeah. You have a liberal Democrat on? Whatever.
How about the, really more about the Bush access, the Senate rejecting the health care repeal. We're not surprised by this whatsoever, right?
No, we're not at all surprised. I mean, we knew it came down exactly party line votes, and Senator Brown from Massachusetts, people were really quite shocked that he went with his fellow Republicans, but they all did that. They want to repeal the health care bill, so that went down 47-51. And then, however, on the vote that would end this business that small business people like you and I have to fill out 1099s for anything over $600.
Right.
That actually was passed in terms of getting rid of it 81-17.
Yeah, that's good news, definitely. Ellen Ratner, as always, you're in the know. Thank you, Talk Radio News. We appreciate it. And following up on what Ellen was saying, Cairo is in flames. I'm telling you, a couple of people dead, 3, 4, 5, keeps going up by the hour, a handful anyway, hundreds more injured. As she was mentioning, the Molotov cocktails that were going off in the central square, you had horses, camels running wild, you had other people brandishing whips, as it was described, on the protesters that are trying to topple Mubarak's leadership of 30-some years. The protesters accuse Mubarak's regime of unleashing paid thugs, which is what Ellen was talking about. It's quite obvious because they hadn't been there before, so now all of a sudden they're there. You have plainclothes cops that are surrounding the square. This is 9 days old so far into day 10, and Mubarak at this point is refusing to step down, saying he will not step down. And it's unimaginable, I think, that this is exactly like Tunisia, except for that we're talking about Egypt, and we're talking about a country that is a big ally of the United States, and now this government is flipping. Strangely, too, when you saw some of the photos with all of the things that were being thrown and whatnot, you also saw some men and women that were on the fringes with bandages and medical supplies and that kind of stuff, because they had clinics that just were popping up around the corner from the action, knowing that, okay, blood is starting to flow here in the streets, so if we got to pull people out and put them in these makeshift clinics, that's exactly what we're going to do. State TV announced that the night curfew, which runs from 5 p.m. to 7 a.m., instead of 3 p.m. to 8 a.m., so a change there, but still the blowback over, we're not going to partake in any of these curfews. In the early afternoon, you had 3,000 pro-government demonstrators who broke through and made their way among the protesters. So it's obvious that Mubarak now has decided to try to stack the deck. And at this point, and this is where we started, the administration is saying, no, now you have to go. You're out of there. Boom, that's it. The question then becomes, who steps in next? And who's going to deal with the U.S.? The U.S., selfishly, this is what we're talking about, what's the relationship going to be with whoever comes in for Mubarak? Face it, Mubarak is definitely out, not a secret, not something we didn't know, but who's going to get in there? Mohammed Baradei is the guy who also has some tight connections to the regime in Tehran. So is this the guy who won a Nobel Prize, by the way? Is this the guy who's right to step into the spot, and how would his relationship be with the United States? What would that be like? All right, these are some of the things we're going to toss around the rest of this hour. But coming up next, a candidate denied to be on the ballot for the mayor of Chicago. Listen to the details next.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Welcome back to America Tonight. So our next guest that we're ushering in from our virtual green room, he's actually knee-deep in snow. I'm actually knee-deep in ice. So it's pretty interesting. Texas, you know, Chicago, Illinois. Tom Hansen was a guy who wanted to be on the ballot, the Chicago mayoral ballot, and he would have represented the Republican side of things. Instead, his paperwork somehow got lost. At least that's what the city is saying. Seems mysterious to me. Tom, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate the opportunity.
Before we talk about the paperwork, first of all, tell us a little bit of your background, why you decided to go for it. Why did you decide to grab the brass ring, so to speak, in politics and try to become mayor of Chicago?
Well, it started back really in 2008. There was a primary, Republican primary, and nobody tried to get in the primary, and it was in the 5th District of Chicago against Rahm Emanuel. So the committee men asked me to be the Republican representative, and there I stepped right into it. I was the Republican candidate, and I ran against Rahm Emanuel in 2008, and I was in the election, which was November 3rd. And I ended up getting 50,000 votes, and Rahm ended up getting about 200,000 votes. So I really enjoyed the experience, and I really felt I wanted to try to do my part. So I was really gearing up to, you know, thinking hard about 2012. And then when Daley on September 7th said that he wasn't going to run for mayor, you know, I was kind of, you know, interested in it, and then people started asking me, and one thing led to another, and all of a sudden there I was gathering signatures, and I started to think very hard about Chicago because I have a wife and a daughter, and I'm concerned about the business environment, I'm concerned about the public schools, and I'm concerned about the crime and, you know, just the general environment, and I've lived downtown for 30 years, and to make it all long story short, I wanted to do my part, and I felt that I had the best idea how to turn Chicago around.
Yeah, what were some of the ideas? What were some of the platforms or things that you were running on? Obviously, business was one of them. What were some of the other things that you were pushing for, that you would push for if you were mayor?
Well, the situation in Chicago is that it's getting very expensive, and it's becoming very difficult for corporations to survive in this kind of environment where we have the highest sales taxes, gas taxes, real estate taxes. All our taxes are some of the highest in the country, and what I wanted to do was make a major push to make Chicago business friendly and less regulated. And I have a definite plan where I would support a major casino going in at our McCormick Place, which is our big expo center, and opening up an airport in southern part of Chicago in Piatown. And then there's a major developer who bought the post office, and that would that would end up maybe being the world's largest mall, a hotel, office building. But I wanted to make proposals throughout the country to encourage businesses to come here, make concessions to get them to come here, and then I would use the revenues not just to balance our budget, but to invest in our public schools and the kids and make our change the curriculum and make the kids want to learn and give them more resources, because a lot of the schools are very inadequate. They don't have the right heating and they don't have the right books. And so I really want to invest in the kids, because I believe that if you could get America up to the level of South Korea or Finland, we could increase our GDP by 17%. Mm, so
yeah.
I wanted to do that in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I wanted to discourage people from buying drugs and the bullies, and that's kind of really where I was headed.
And you obviously had some support, because like the 2008, you were mentioning, hey, 50,000 people, you took a shot at it.
Yeah.
And
right.
And coming out of, I'm going to say, not that people didn't know you, but kind of coming out of nowhere, and look what happened, and you build up some momentum. So some of what you're talking about, people were, I'm assuming, were embracing these ideas that you were talking to.
Yeah, I mean, we did very well. I mean, the 5th District where I ran against Rahm Emanuel is very much like Nancy Pelosi's district. It's 80% Democratic and very liberal, but people really liked our story. And, you know, that we had 250,000 viewings on our website, which was phenomenal. So, you know, I was really looking at the congressional thing, but after that election, you know, the whole economy collapsed, and
sure.
I'm in commercial real estate. I talk to business owners every day, and the business owners in Chicago are very discouraged about, you know, where things are going in Chicago or the country. And so that's why, you know, that's why people are really interested in what I have to say.
Yeah. What happens this time around with the paperwork? You think you're going to get on the ballot, and technically, really, you should have been, not even technically, you should have been on the ballot. What happens? How does that fall through the cracks?
Well, we got, you have to have 12,500 signatures. I came in with slightly less than 14,000. I had all these documents, like a loyalty oath and a statement of economic interest and some other documents. And on the last day of the delivery of all the documents, the deadline, I gave everything, and they gave me a receipt acknowledging that they received everything. And in fact, afterwards, they could not find the statement of economic interest. And basically what that was, do I have any financial interest in the city? And it took me 10 seconds to fill out. It was no, I don't do business with the city. I don't want to do business with the city. But they lost the document. And but they gave me a receipt for it. And that's basically what it's about. So they knocked me off the ballot, and we fought in circuit court, and we fought in the appellate court, but we were just unsuccessful, and it's kind of a long story. That's where we're at right now. I just don't know if we're going to go to the Supreme Court, because I don't think we're going to get anywhere there, because everything's so politically slanted. And I think what will probably happen is I'm going to make an appeal to see if I can debate Rahm Emanuel, and since he's got President Clinton behind him and the majority of the people here behind him and $12 million of campaign money, I don't see how he could be afraid to debate me. But the fact of the matter is this is an election. There's no primary. So it's almost unconstitutional that they will not let me be the Republican candidate. And it's due to their mistake. I mean, they admitted in an affidavit and in our court hearing and in written form correspondence to me that they lost the document, that they
wow.
don't have the document. And I know it sounds crazy, but it would take me too long to get into it. What you could do is go to Fox News, Tommy Hansen, Michael Tobin is the reporter, and Michael Tobin did a blog. It's called The Lonely Republican.
I saw it.
Dick Morris mm-hmm. held up my receipt of the documents, and he held up a letter, you know, saying that that they did give me the document with the receipt with all the documents. And I said to him, do you have everything you need? You got it? Yes. But Dick, I met Dick on Friday, and he did it on Fox News and the blog. The blog will help you understand the story better.
Mm. crazy. How frustrating is this for you? This has to be, you know, you wanted to try to go the court route to just get the phone call, and here you just want to get on the ballot. You want to try to help Chicago. It's got to be really frustrating.
Well, you know, I'm in commercial real estate, and I tell you, commercial real estate can be very frustrating. I've been doing it for 25 years, but I will say this. I'm in the upper 2% of commercial real estate brokers as income. I'm in the upper 2% of people in the U.S., you know, that hate it up to upper 2% that makes too much money.
Right.
And I've been very successful, and, you know, it's a lot of rejection. So I'm just a trained professional on zeroing in on an objective, and it can be discouraging, but, you know, I know how to deal with it. And if I could attempt to do debate, well, then I think at that point I would feel as if I succeeded. And I think a lot of people would probably listen to me.
Yeah, there you go. Rahm Emanuel, though, how fair is it that he doesn't meet the residency requirements? Were you stunned by that? But yet, as you were talking about how political it is with the courts, but yet he gets the pass, so to speak. I'm sure you weren't surprised then watching this whole court thing unfold, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, after the petitions were all handed in, there was a 5-day period of time for the public to protest, and he had over 30 protests, and that same statement of economic interest that I gave the Chicago Board of Elections, he did too, and they themselves said it was incomplete. Now, they gave him a complete pass, even though I had 30 objections, I had none. Nobody protested any of my materials. And we had case law that said that even the government agencies, if they didn't protest them, that we should be on the bus. So that it doesn't seem fair. And you could talk to the guy on the bus or anybody on the street about this, and it seems ridiculous that I'm not on the bus and he is.
Yeah.
But I'm not against him. I just want to debate him.
Exactly.
I want my day in court.
I gotcha. We're going to be following it to see if you do get that day in court and see what we can find out. Tom Hansen, thanks so much. Good luck with your fight here in Chicago, and we appreciate the time on ATN.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we try.
So topping odds and ends here on America Tonight, besides kicking a can down the road on Egypt and how the outcome ultimately could affect all of us in the United States, because after all, that's what we're looking at. What does it mean for the people listening in the United States? Well, as that turmoil intensifies, and I tried to give you that description at the top where you had chaos in the streets and people running wild, and then the pro-Mubarak guys were thrown in there. You've got the states saying, end the violence, urging President Mubarak to move faster in saying goodbye to the presidency of that country. So what is the impact? Well, the impact, for one, could be economical. I did a little checking on this today, and, of course, we've been kicking this around. So oil prices have been up, up, up in the past 2 weeks, and the barrels topped $100. That'll raise some of the prices and certainly lop off a little bit of whatever the growth would be economically. And also it drives up the cost of the gas imports. I guess throw in the oil, the gas and oil imports there, and other cargo that would come into the United States. Of course it does, because now it's costing more. Then the anxiety over the Suez Canal and the pipeline that connects the Red Sea to the Mediterranean. Certainly, the canal is a critical transit point between the Mediterranean and the Middle East. And don't think that the United States, by the way, is not using it. Somebody called, maybe it was a week ago, I said, well, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Uh-uh. I checked again, and yes, plenty of U.S. ships are going through the Suez Canal. And then ships that have things that are going to the United States are going through the canal, of course, because it cuts off a lot of time. So choking off that point would be costly. And then the other part of this is the politics of it. The politics of, is there any possibility, any possibility that our military ends up being pulled in to this? I'm going to say no. Very unlikely. Very unlikely that that would happen, because then the U.S. is now interfering with what would be considered, right, because the screams are democratic elections, all that sort of stuff, and we'll be jumping right into what the protesters, or at least most of the protesters, are saying in Egypt. So that could be serious blowback for the U.S. I don't see that. Even though I'm sure Mubarak would relish it, would love it. That's part of the reason why. There's no way that the Americans step into this. Soldiers, don't think that'll happen. And then ultimately, it's what I say. The pieces on the chessboard of the Middle East. What is the U.S.'s role? What is the U.S.'s influence? Look at all the other states. I mean, look, countries, rather. Look at all the other countries. And, you know, part of the problem in Egypt, the population in Egypt, if you look at it, I mean, it's a youth movement, but you've got 52% of the people under 25 in Egypt and a quarter unemployed. Quarter unemployed. Jordan, Saudi Arabia, they have some ugly numbers too. So then it becomes, can this spread? Is this a spreading thing? Disenfranchised young people who can't get jobs, who don't like the governments. I'd say there is a possibility of that. Absolutely. But I think economically, militarily, the influence, those are key things to be considered in what the outcome is in Egypt and how that could affect us in the United States. And definitely economically, that canal, the oil, all of that. Don't buy it when you hear, oh, but we have other oil reserves and we get oil from Canada. Yes, but also a big chunk of it does come through the Suez Canal. So it's, trust me, there is something in this for the United States to lose. And then the whole fact of the ally in the piece of the puzzle of the hornet's nest that is the Middle East. You have to have a foot in crazy town with somebody who's solid, or a government that you think anyway is solid, right? You might disagree with my analogy. That's cool, because we invite people of all political stripes. I always say that on this show. Left of left, right of right, I don't care. Somewhere in between or completely hating the political parties. 800-259-5791, that's the number to jingle if you want to throw in your 2 cents on Egypt and the chaos now that we're seeing, because it's a really in a crescendo point, if you will, because we're seeing fires and now the clash between the Mubarak people and the other protesters. I can't not talk about this in an hour of America tonight because so many of us are affected by it. Are you shivering right now listening to me talk on the radio, wherever you are? Do you have massive blankets covering you or heavy coats? Several layers. I've been in different sweatshirts. I've had to dig through all kinds of closets to find sweatshirts. If you can see me, I've got an Eagle sweatshirt on. I know some of the chatters will be able to see it as they were making fun of me for Tampa Bay. So I swore not to wear the Tampa Bay sweatshirt anymore. And in honor of the NFL, and because I'm an Eagles fan, I have my Eagle sweatshirt on. So in Chicago, they've got 15 layers on, 25 inches of snow in some parts. I mean, it's a massive winter storm. The Midwest, the Northeast, parts of the South. In Texas, huge power outages, ice all over the place. I had to take a friend to the hospital and drove, maybe 30 miles. Man, and I'm a decent driver. I'm a good driver. Grown up back east, defensive driver, driving through New York City and Philly and down in the turnpikes. You know, you truckers know what I mean. And I've lived all over the place, so I've driven in different conditions. But boy, it is tough in the ice. It is tough in the ice because you'll have these clear spots on the freeways, and then boom, there's that ice patch. And there's always somebody who decides, what ice? And they start to floor it and they try to pass you. And I guarantee all of you have some of those stories. And then there's the spin out. So once somebody does that, they spin out. Oh, it's like crashing cars. Roads get shut down. I saw a lot of stranded vehicles in the short distance that I went. I saw one of the buses, a small bus, turned where it had obviously spun out and slammed into the embankment where it was stuck going in the opposite direction. And this is ice we're talking about. So a third of the U.S. population is going through this, a two-day storm, 30 states. Now, most of the snow is what I mentioned in Chicago, the 20, 25 inches, but that's moving toward New York City, and that treacherous ice is moving toward New York City. And I know a lot of you are listening in Kansas and in Missouri, and maybe you're laughing because you know how to deal with this kind of weather, and they're getting hit with the weather, too. Big time. And what's the cost of this cleanup going to be? Can the states afford it now? No. They're done. They're already out. They're already out of supplies. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. He's our leadoff man this hour of America Tonight. Yo, Sam.
Yo, what is it? Yo, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good, boy. This ice situation, though, is kind of playing around with the Super Bowl because you have people coming in from all over the place, and you had runways that were frozen. Only 7 flights landed at one of the major airports in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So you got people stuck. You have people that were selling all that crap with cheese head stuff on it. And I say crap, but it's the trinkets, the whatever you want to call them, you know, that people walk away with.
Right.
Either with Pittsburgh on it or Green Bay. And I think a lot of those stores aren't very crowded because people aren't braving the ice.
This is true. This is true. Well, just a little bit south of here, there was a multi-car collision, 70 cars and trucks.
Really? 70? Yeah. That's a bad one.
Yeah, but luckily as the SQ or the provincial police officer said, only 3 people had minor injuries. So, you know, they were lucky. But as usual, you know, we only got 10 inches. So.
And that's nothing for you guys.
Nothing
in the sense that you're used to big storms.
Yeah, this is true. But you mean, well, some schools were closed. Like the airport, most people were prepared. They checked with their airlines to see what was going on. But I mean, some flights were taken off to airports that were open.
Mm-hmm.
But there was still some people at the airport waiting, hopefully to get out to, you know. When someone said, oh, they were going to the Dominican Republic, I looked at the TV and I was ready to throw my shoe at that person. Here we are, 10 inches, and they're going to the Dominican Republic, you know.
No kidding.
Yeah, and, but, I mean, yeah, like, I mean, and even the local stations from the, from Plattsburgh and Burlington, even last night was showing school will be closed.
Wow.
In Toronto, they were expecting, they called it Snowmageddon. It ended up being not much of a snowstorm in Toronto. Of course, for Toronto, anything above 5 inches and they have to call in the Army. At least that's the way we think in Montreal.
That in Montreal, you're much hardier people and you can deal with it, but those wimps in Toronto can't.
Yeah. Snowstorm tonight. Snowstorm. There was a Canadiens game. It's still sold out.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, because hockey rules.
Right, and the Canadiens won. Woohoo! But that's another thing. But I also saw that that because of the weather in Dallas, it might affect them getting the Super Bowl again for a long time because of the weather.
Yeah, see, I don't think so. Jerry Jones has a lot of pull. 2016 is when they want to get it back, and I think that Dallas will get it back. It's just a nasty bit of business, though, that the people coming here, I feel sorry for. Thanks, Sam. I feel sorry for them that they have to deal with it because they're arriving or not arriving. You know, here's a couple days before the Super Bowl, and you've got ice all over the roads, and it'll clear up, but it's still nasty temperatures. It's just not great. By the Super Bowl, though, it'll be nice. Yeah, what can you do?
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.
LASIG.com.
LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On Roger Clemens, who could be thinking about the Hall of Fame, although he does have the asterisk that would be swirling around, has been charged with three counts of making false statements, as you know, two counts of perjury, one count of obstruction of Congress. That goes way back to February of 2008, that testimony before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Why he put himself in this position, I don't get it. Andy Pettit, who was his pal who used the performance-enhancing drugs, copped to it. He just said he did. Clemens, who has tons of fans or had tons of fans, easily could have said, you know what, I didn't realize how much I was taking, or I just wanted to be there for the fans, or whatever nonsense he said. But instead, he was so arrogant to try to just push it off that, I did not do this. And now, a guy who used to be his really close friend, Andy Pettit, is in a pickle, if you will. But this is something that we knew was happening, because Pettit told the investigators in a written statement that Clemens admitted to him in 99, maybe 2000, somewhere in there, that he used human growth hormone. That's on the record. Roger Clemens, who had a killer fastball, no doubt, and wasn't always taking performance-enhancing drugs, could go to jail for all this nonsense. Clemens told a federal judge that he wasn't troubled at all, that his lawyer briefly represented his pal, former pal, Andy Pettit, who's expected to be a key prosecution witness in his perjury trial later this year. Pettit will probably nail this case shut. because he'll testify to that. And he admitted that he used it, and he went on to make more money and continue to pitch for the Yankees. So that trial is scheduled for the summer. And this is February. But it'll be a giant trial when this happens. I mean, you won't be able to get in that courtroom. And the thing is it is such a ridiculous situation that Clemens put himself in. Goes before Congress and lies. And then has everybody dispute what he's saying, including his former trainer, Brian McNamee. During his testimony, during Clemens' testimony, if you remember, because you have to really think back to this, he denied using any kind of performance-enhancing drugs, just denied it flat out. And he contradicted a bunch of different people, including Pettit and McNamee. And see, McNamee, if you want to make him shady as he's the trainer and he was doling the stuff out, okay. But Pettit is a much more credible witness, particularly since he copped to it. And these were really close friends. They played for the Astros together. They played for the Yankees together. They were both trained by McNamee. Yeah, it's going to be tough, I think, for Clemens. And can you imagine if he ends up wearing an orange jumpsuit somewhere? I mean, seriously, it's not that far out of the realm of possibilities that that happens. So this is just one step along the way, a Wednesday little pre-trial thing, but gets into the summer and this happens, you know, this trial happens, and Clemens is going to, he's going to be fighting to stay out of prison. And the Rocket didn't need to be in this spot. I don't get it. This is a guy who won 7 Cy Young Awards. 7. Did you ever see him pitch? I covered him twice. And I saw him pitch even when I wasn't covering him. And he wasn't taking performance-enhancing drugs the entire time when I saw some incredible stuff from Roger Clemens. So he blew it. And that's why he's a bad boy, because it would have been a manly man who would have just admitted the truth or wouldn't have put himself in that situation. Let's say that. He didn't have to be in that situation, but he let himself fall into the crevice by thinking it would just all go away. All go away. I saw a scary statistic today. You know, we do a segment called We Can Count. I could almost stick it in there, but I think it's worth talking about. Roger Clemens, despite this trial coming up and everything, I don't think is worried about being underwater in his home, his big mansion in Houston. But 30% of the mortgages in this country are underwater. 30%. Where is the light at the end of this tunnel they keep telling us about? Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, nasty twins, are trying to sell their huge backlog of foreclosed homes to avoid flooding the market and depressing prices. So you have these foreclosures that are mounting, and now they're saying that some companies might have to be forced to reconsider even that approach for what it could do to the rest of us as these keep mounting up. Because at this point, you know, you're talking about the foreclosed residential properties that now is, I guess, quadrupled in 3 years. It stands at a record $24 billion. $24 billion. And nobody knew that this was going on, of course. Luckily, they're investigating and trying to nail some people for selling and then selling again mortgages and putting people in these positions. Everybody has free will. But how they didn't ask, didn't question, it was all about just rolling those mortgages in. And so who pays for it? You and I pay for it, right? We pay for it. We pay for the people who hoodwinked the poor people and got rich off of their backs. We pay for their yachts, their vacation homes in other parts of the world or at the Jersey Shore, wherever, I don't care. But we're paying for it, ultimately. And it's too late. I mean, cat's out of the bag. We're already sinking. It's a ship that's going down. That's the problem. And so that's why this backlog thing is so important, because if it did flood the market, then it just now another shoe drops. Already 10 of them have dropped. But that would hurt us as a country, as our economy tries to really rev up, it would hurt us even more. It's another discussion I had with somebody. You know, I was talking about here during this hour of America tonight, the explosion of miserable youth in Egypt, because that's really what most of the crowd is. 52% of the people are under 25 in Egypt, and a quarter are unemployed, and you have similar scenarios in other countries in the Middle East. And what about the United States? How many under 25? 34%. How many unemployed? How many with college degrees unemployed? Not to suggest, as somebody, as a caller did, that, oh, we could see this coming about in our country. I don't think so, because of the local law enforcement types. It would, not that you can't have a protest, but I don't think it becomes in Egypt. It's a little different scenario. But there is obviously a lot of disenfranchised young people. This is the future of the world, future of our country, future of these other countries, because they don't see a way out. They don't see the promise, I guess. And in the United States, too, because the unemployment numbers, you know, from the Obama administration, one thing that they kept hammering home again and again and again was about jobs. From the first State of the Union to the second State of the Union. And my question is really, where are the jobs? And you could pick a college campus or even talk to kids who have a trade and start to ask around, and you're not going to find these jobs. Some are getting them, but not enough. And then there's all the other people who can't find jobs. So jobs, to me, is not the reality of what the folks at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue have been pumping up, because it's anything but, and this is a big downfall. That job problem, the economy, that has to be solved. And 2012 is right around the corner. We know it. What's in your wallet to steal a brilliant campaign? If there's nothing in your wallet, I have a feeling I know how you might be voting in 2012. Some people might be surprised. You've got to have those jobs. That economy has to start to turn around. Even though we're seeing on the stock market, it's starting to surge a little bit, but now we look at oil prices. I think there's some real things to be concerned about. You can send me your thoughts on that and other things that we jawed about in this hour of America Tonight, americatonight.net,